Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special for our Sheikh Nishmas, our ancestor Bas Reb Shmuel, and is based on the Sefer Midarchei HaKerem. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos tells us Yom HaChanukah Tmanin, in the days of Chanukah are 8 days, because Kshavra Malchus Bez Chashmonai, when the Chashmonai were victorious, they only found one jug of oil, which was enough to light for one day. Nasa Bones. So nice happened. They ended up lighting. Ended up burning for 8 days. As the Beis Yosef, famous Kasha, why do we have 8 days of Hanukkah? The Pach had enough for one day, so the miracle was only 7 days. That's the Kasha with 500 terutzim, 1,000 terutzim, a lot. The Taz explains that since a nes cannot be chal on something that doesn't exist, it has to take effect on something that already exists. So therefore the Shema didn't finish on the first day. So that the Neis could be Chal on the Shema, so it didn't finish on the first day. It lasted, it didn't burn out, so that on the second day there should be able to be Chal on the Shema of the first day. The miracle. And in the Mela there was already a miracle on the first day that it didn't all burn out. Rav Kook doesn't understand this Teretz. Maran Arav said so. Because this klal was set only on a nes done by a navi. Like we find the nes shemen that was done through Elishava to the Isha Shinamis. So a navi is mugbal b'koyach basar b'dam. So Elisha needed already oil to add on to it. But God doesn't nes shenasa b'log zeras navi. That you don't need it to be chal on anything. Hayad Hashem tiktzar. The Rav writes this interestingly in a letter. In the beautiful Igalot HaRa'iyah in the third volume, Tavshin Sadi Zayin. Therefore, Maran Rav explains that the Shemen wasn't finished on the first day because the mitzvah of Hadlak on the menorah is with Shemen Zayis. And if the Shemen would have finished on the first day, and then a Nes would have happened on the second day, a new Shemen would have been created, it would have been Shemen Nes and not Shemen Zayis. And you can't have Shemen Nes. You need to have Shemen Zayas. Shemen Zayas is Shemen that comes from the Zayas. And so it's Rashi Minachas explaining the Gemara's Kasha. Chidim Sheyodu Ba'ovin Ksheris L'Shtei Alechem. The Tosis explains that what this means is Chidim Sheyodu Melamala B'Derech Nes. Whereas Rashi explains that the chitim fell with the rain, that the clouds swallowed the chitim from the ocean in Chutz Laretz, in a place where a sfina filled with chitim drowned and dropped it off in Eretz Yisrael. So again, according to Tosfos, chitim sheyardu ba'avim, these chitim that fell down with the clouds, if it's Ksheris Ushtei Alechem, so Tosis explains that these are chitim that fell from above the Derech Nes. But Rashi says no, that these are chitim that they fell with the rain, that the clouds swallowed up the chitim in Chutz Laretz when there was this Sfina Malei chitim that sunk and it brought it down to Eretz Yisrael. So according to Rashi, it's natural chitim. According to Tosis, it's miraculous chitim. The Gemara concludes that chitim are not ksherim, not chitim are ksheris, because it says mimoshvo seichem. And this isn't called mimoshvo seichem, because they fell down from the clouds, or from chutz laretz. So Rashi didn't want to explain pshat like Tosfos, that we're talking about chitim that fell b'derech neis, because then there would be chitei neis, and it's pasuk they're not kosher. And you don't need the pasuk of mimoshvo seichem to tell us the chitim shel neis aren't ksheris. So Rashi was learning that it's natural chitim, and like we said, the clouds took up water over the ocean, so they swept up a ship full of wheat,
When they passed over land, the airborne wheat fell to the ground together with the rain. So maybe Rashi is describing the action of a water spout, a tornado over water. So large amounts of water are sucked from the sea into the clouds. As with a tornado, the suction inside the funnel of the storm is enough to pull even large and heavy objects high into the air. So that's the Gemara's Shaila, and the Gemara says, Lamai, what is this, these wheat kernels that descended from the clouds along with the rain, what is this Shaila asking? If it's regard to Menachas Amaylo, why not? El Shtei Alechem. Shaila is regarding Shtei Alechem. Because Shtei Alechem has to come from Eretz Yisrael. So, Mimo Shoseichem Amrachmana. Afugi chutzlaritz de lo. It's chutzlaritz not, but davim shapir dami. But the clouds is fine, or maybe no. Moshvasechem dafka, and even avim are no good. And Tosfos is bothered that this can't be a question. If the wheat from the clouds grew outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's not kosher by having been swept up into a cloud before falling in Eretz Yisrael. Because it's still not Mimosh V'Seichem. So that's if the wheat grew in Chutz Laretz. If the wheat grew in Eretz Yisrael, so why is it disqualified because it spent time in a cloud? Tosis learns that it's miraculous wheat. That's the way Tosfos learns. But Rashi learns that it's natural wheat, like we saw. So, but Rashi, it was pashit to Rashi that it can't be talking about miraculous wheat, because then it's pashit, it's no good. You need wheat, and not if it comes from the tchitim shel nes, that's not considered chitim. Ruadin shemen, that's created by, that's from anes, it's not shemen zayis. And therefore, a little bit of shemen had to remain on the first day, that on the second day it could be considered shemen zayis and not shemen nes. So it emerges, shegam biyom harishon hayanes, shari lo kala kala shemen, it wasn't completely burned out the first day. Again, not because of the Taz's reason that it has to be chal on something that already exists, because Hayat Hashem Tiktzar, but rather because it has to be Shemen Zayis and not Shemen Neis. Now, the Gemara Menachas in Shabbos teaches Shmanim Upsil Shemucham Memdekim Shabbos Memdekim Bem Mikdash. These inferior wicks that you don't lie with them on Shabbos, you also don't lie with them in the Beis HaMikdash. So, Frek Rebbe Kiveger, Mashaych Loimar Shmanim Loshen Rabin. You only why oils? Oils and wicks that you don't, that Chum said you don't light on Shabbos, you don't light the Mikdash. What do you mean, Shmanim? Lashon Rabim. Reim Adlikim B'Mikdash El B'Shemen Zayis Bovad. In the Mikdash, you're only lighting with Shemen Zayis. So he wasn't Miyashev his Kasha. So the Rav Zatzah was Miyashev based on the Gemara Menachas that teaches us Shemenor Shasam Mishar Mine Matchas Ksheira. Menorah can be done with other types of metals, even though menorah says menorah zav, it's coming to teach you a special din. That ba zav, ba kbiya, ba kaviyim, ba kaftarim, ba prachim. Chof chesam, ba alaf, and menachas. That menorah zav is only kosher if it has kviyim, kaftarim, and prachim, the various things that they have on the menorah. The cones, and the buttons, and the flowers. But if it's coming from other metals, then you don't need kviyim, kaftarim, and prachim. So you see that menorah mishar matchas is kshera. Kachet shaloi mergam binyan shemen zayis. Mashikos of shemen zayis is not coming to negate other shmanim, but it's coming to tell us that if it comes with shemen zayis, then it has to be zach v'kosis, like the Torah says, that it's shemen zayis zach, Kasis Lamor. But if it's Loba Shemen Zayas, then it doesn't have to be Zach for Kasis. And therefore other Shemanim are kosher, And Shemen Zayis is a menakiv in the menorah as long as it's dolek yafe. And that the Gemara says that Shmanim Shem Madlikin b'Shabbos Ein Madlikin ben b'Mikdash. And for rent for the kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eger. That's why it says Shmanim. Shmanim. Upsil Shemuchan Madlikin b'Shabbos Ein Madlikin ben b'Mikdash. So he asks, what does it mean Shmanim? And the Mikdash is only one type of Shem. And the answer is no. The numerous types of Shem, and as long as you can use it on Shabbos, it's good oil, you can use it in the base of Mikdash as well. So now we get back to our original question. Why we need a nais that a little bit of Shemen should have remained on the first day, in order that it should be Shemen Zayis and not Shemen nais. Even if the Shemen had been completely consumed, and would be Shemen Nais on the second day, Gam Hoya Kasher. Why? Because you don't need Shemen Zayis. Shemen Zayis is in the Akev. In other words, when do you need Shemen Zayis? Only that it should be Zach V'Kasis. That in the Beis HaMikdash, and also in our Hanukkah candles, you don't need Shemen Zayis. I mean, well, we're not talking right now about our Chanukah candles, we're talking right now about the Mikdash. But, so in the Mikdash, which is what we're dealing with over here, we want to know why you needed an ace. The ace was in the Mikdash. So why did you need an ace? Any Shemen is good. You don't only need Shemen Zayis. Any Shemen is good. Just if you use Shemen Zayis, it has to be Zach. Pure and crushed. Shemen Zayis is kasis lamor, but if not, then any type of oil is good. So why can't we have Shemen Nais? Incidentally, Zach, the Gemara says, is the first. It says in the Mishnah Menachos, Shlosh is Zeis in him, the three times year when the olives are harvested, and Vehem Shlosh Shlosh Shmanim. In each of these harvests, three grades of oil are extracted. So the Mishnah describes how each harvest, three grades of oil are produced. So it starts with the first harvest, the Zeis HaRisham, from the first olive harvest, the Gargab Rosh Zeis, one picks the crop at the top of the olive tree, the Kosei Shvenosin the Sochasam, then pounds the olives into mortar and puts them inside a basket. He puts them around the basket, inside the basket's walls. And Zerishon, the oil that drips by itself in the basket into a container placed beneath it, is the first oil of this harvest. He then presses the olives with his beam to extract more oil. Rehuda says with stones, that's the second oil. And then he grinds them, then again presses them, the third oil. So the Rishon, the menorah. The first oil is valid for the menorah, v'ashar l'menachos. And the other ones for the menachos. For the menorah, only the first oil is good. Because it says, Shemen Zayizach, pure olive oil, and any subsequent oils have sediment in them. So therefore, it has to be pure. So like we've been saying, that when it comes to Shemen Zayis, so it needs to be Zach, it needs to be Kassus, it needs to be crushed. But other olives don't have to be. They don't have it to, but other olives are kosher, so if other, they don't have to be Zayis. So if other olives are kosher, then Shemen Shalmeis should also be kosher. And other olives, we find Shemen Shalmeis, we lie with on Shabbos, like we find with the daughter of Rabbi Nechunya Ben Dosa, that she lit the Shabbos candle with vinegar, like we find in Tainus Chafei Amar Aleph. And if so, it's Mutu Lahadlik Shemen Neis Gam B'Chanukah. So we have to say that the Neis was done the Tzarech Hidr Mitzvah, Because lechatchila, the mitzvah is lahadlik dafka b'shemen zayis, now with another type of shemen. And therefore, the nes was already done on the first day, so that a little bit should remain for the second day. And it's not a tema to say that a nes was done, the tzorech hider mitzvah. Shebechol mikra, we have to say that a nes was done, the tzorech hider mitzvah, because tumas hutcher b'tzibur, because tumas hutcher duchui b'tzibur, so you don't even need pure olives. So why do they need to be makbid on purity? For hider mitzvah, so here also the hider mitzvah is that it should be shemen zayis. Ben echinami, shemen nes would have been good enough also, because any type of shemen is good. But now we have a kasha that if the nes was the tzorech hider mitzvah, so why was the nes done only b'shemen v'lo b'menorah? Harei hachashmonaim lo matzu menorah shel zahav, and instead they lit with shipudim of mateches, this metal menorah. They didn't find the menorah of zahav. So now that we were machadish, that you don't need shemen zayis dafka, just like you don't need a menorah zav dafka. So why did shemen they do with the hider mitzvah and not the menorah? So Maran Rav pakachat einenu lerot et havdel shebein hashemen lamenorah v'hiniach yisod v'hashkafat hayadut v'hu hashoresh shel nes Chanukah. As Rav tamid, it's a madhim, איך שהוא מאיר את העיניים, מרומם את המבט, שמח את הלב. כותב הרב שוב, כל זה מבוסס על מה שכתב מרן הרב באגרות הראיה בחלק ג'. אמנם, יסוד הנס לחנוכה נעשה להודיע סגולת רוח הקודש, השורה בישראל, שהוא מקיים את החומריות ואינו תלוי בה. וזה אין בכוח שום רוח ותרבות של חול. על כן, אף על פי שהתיקון הרצוי הוא שהתוכן החומרי, שהוא הכלי לאופי הרוחני, יהיה בהידור ובשלמות, אבל בכל זאת, כשגלי צרות משברים את הצד החומרי שבישראל, נשאר רוחו חי, ואור השם יקימהו לעד, וישוף ופרח בכל ערכיו. ואז היה הדבר כן. במצב של עניות חומרית נשארה האומה, אבל באושר רוחני. על כן, עמד טעמה ונמשכה שלשלת קיומה ואור קדושה כהיום הזה, שעומדת לתחייה עליונה ומושלמת. על כן לא נעשה הנס על הכלי, המנורה, ונסתפקו בשל ברזל מחופה בעץ או עץ. כיוון שקשר על כל פנים בדיעבד, אבל בנוגע לעצם המכוון נגד הרוח, הפנימיות, התוך, השמן, נעשו ניסים כדי שיהיה בתכלית ההידור. נפלא. אומר הרב that the yesod of Nes Chanukah was done to show the Holy Spirit that dwells in Israel, that it's mekayim the physical, and it is not dependent on the physical. And that is not in the power of any spirit of any secular culture. Therefore, even though the ideal tikkun is that the physical content, which is the kli for the spiritual content, should be behidur b'shleimus, but when we have a lot of tzaras and it destroys our chomrius, nishara rucho chai, we still have a living spirit, and the light of God will lift us up forever, and it's going to return and sprout, thrive in all of its values. And that's what it was back then. With matzav shel aniyut chomrit, we had physical, material impoverishment, poverty, but we were spiritually wealthy, and therefore, amad ta'ama, its taste stood for it, and the chain continued, the holy light continues until this day. And therefore the nes wasn't done with the kli. That's al kol panim kasher b'diavad. But the ikar is the ruach, the toch, the shem, and the pnimius. Yesod ha-nes hu efo nitzachon ha-ruach al ha-chomer. Nitzachon ha-toch and ha-pnimi, that was what the nes was about. That the spirit was overcame the physical. And that's the shorash of the ma'avak bein malchus yavin v'yisrael. Malchus Yavin is a Malchus with Chachma, with Tvuna, and therefore they have a Nikudat Mifkash with Torah Yisrael. Just their Chachma is a Chachma Enoshis. Torah Yisrael is a Torah Elokis. It's a godly Torah. And that's what Chazal say, Malkav Yisrael Bagoyim Ein Torah. The person says there's Chachma Bagoyim Tamin. There's Torah Bagoyim, don't believe them. And therefore the Mocham of Yavin be Yisrael is different than other Mochamas with Umas Olam. Sometimes they try to destroy us Keneged Aguf, and sometimes it was Shmad Keneged Ruach HaNeshama. And the Ramban says about it, Rambam says in the Geras HaTeiman, Kol Kli Yutzar Alayich Lo Yitzlach V'chol Akon Takum Mitach L'Mishpat Tarshi, HaKli U'Milchama Neged Aguf, Nisyonot HaShmada, HaLashon U'Milchamet HaTarbut. That's what it means. Any kli that they create to destroy us physically is not going to be successful. Lashon is a melchemet tarbut. It's a war of a culture camp, war of cultures. They're also not going to be victorious. So they wanted to be mashkiach torasecha lavir mechukei ritzonecha. That's a melchemet tarbut shel Yavan. Niseyon levatel et hayichud hayisraeli. As mesiba zo. Gam tirgmu ha-yevanim et ha-torah li-yevanit, because they wanted to overcome our spirit. And that's why our shemen dafka was l'chatchila sheva l'chatchila. That our spirit, shemen, is chachma. That our chachma should be victorious. V'zeo shamru ha-yevanim ve'achat migzerotehem kitvu lachem al keren ha-shor ein lachem ch'en el chelek b'elokei Yisrael. The shore represents Yosef, b'chol shoro adar lo. Yosef symbolizes the universal Judaism, the common denominator between the Jews and the Goyim, the Chitzonius. Yehuda, on the other hand, symbolizes what's unique about the Jewish people. Hayta Yehuda lekodesho. Chazal say, Yehuda shekidei shem shmaim b'faresia nikra kulo al shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheken kol otiyot shel shem Hashem נמצאות בו. וילי יוסף שקידם שם שמיים בסתר, הוסיפו עליו עוד אחת משמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, שכנאמר בו עדות ביוסף סמו. So Yehuda was מקדש שם שמיים בפרהסיה. So he's named after God. Yehuda's שם יודקי ופקי is in there. Yosef was מקדש שם שמיים בסתר. So he has one letter of Hashem's name, עדות ביוסף. Yehuda was sent to Ali de Yaakov Lahoris Lefan of Goshen Aran. She says, Lahakin Beis Medrash. Yosef Nishlach Lemichya Lefnechem to prepare the economic side, the food. Hu Misasel Bisaro. Hu Yodea Shivim Lashon. Wow. So you see that Yosef is the 70 languages. Yosef is the universal Jew. Yehuda is the specific Jew. Yehuda is the Beis Medrash Jew. הכן לקחו יוונים את יוסף כדוגמה ליהודי שלפי הבנתם דגר בשיתוף פעולה עם האומות. So כספו לכם על קרן השור, right on the horn of a shore. In the pasuk, Yosef is called a shore. כי ברצונם יקרו שור, בכל שורו הדר לו. So they took Yosef. Yosef is us, is Umas HaOlam. And אין לנו חלק באלוקי ישראל. And therefore we don't find in any war with any other malchus, we don't find יהודים מתפרסים. Mitbavlim rak mitnavim, because the other nations, they wanted to destroy us, but Malchus Yavin doesn't want to destroy us. They just want to blur the lines, the boundaries between us and them, and to show that they're equal. Ein lanu chelek b'elokei Yisrael. We're not special to God. We're just like everybody else. Sfasem Yisrael in Chanukah Tefresh Mem Zayin, the Malchus Yavin was gozer al Yisrael gimel gzeris. Shelo yamulu, shelo yikatchu es hachoydesh, shelo yishmu es hashabbos. And these are connected shloshet hamemadim shebahavaya. Nefesh, shana, olam. In other words, man, that's nefesh, zman is time, shana, and then olam is place. And those are the three gzeres. Mila, body. Chodesh, kedushat hazman. Shabbat, kedusha, Shebabri'ah. ועוד כתבו שארבעת המלכויות, so Shabbos is Kedusha in the world. Chodesh is Kedusha time, Shabbos is also time. Shabbos is Kedusha Sheba Briya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped creating the world. So that's Nefesh Shana Olam. Those are the three Gzeiros. ועוד כתבו שארבעת המלכויות ששיעבדו את ישראל הם כנגד ארבעה עוונות שעברו. גימל עבירות חמורות, שעליהם נאמר יהרג ואל יעבור, ולשון הרע. So the four Malchias are Keneged, this is Rav Gedalia Shur and Rav Gedalia. The Arba Malchios are Keneged, the four sins that we did. What are the four sins? Gil Rai Shvichus Damen of Adizar and Lashon Hara. Malchus Yavan is Keneged Yavan of Shvichus Damen. And he explains based on the Ma'aral that Shvichus Damen symbolizes killing, even though one can kill without spilling blood. Because the blood is the soul, and harigas, you're taking out the soul, taking out the pneumius that gives a person life. And that's the inyan of Yavan, to emphasize the external beauty instead of the deeper essence. And therefore it says, Ba'u ba'pritzim v'chilelua, asa'ua chalal. They emptied it out from the Kedusha. That's the Yavanim did. So the Keneged Oven of Shvichus Damim, which is taking out the soul, that's the Yavanim did. The Yavanim went into the Beis HaMikdash and took out the soul of the Beis HaMikdash. Bo Pritzim B'chileluha. They made it Chalal. They made it empty of Kedusha. Kach B'maral B'drusha LaTorah B'amud Mem. See what Maran Zatzal says in the Pachad, Shuas Maimuches. V'teva zeh shel Yavanu merishit yemei anoshut, v'yikach shem v'yefet et asimla, v'yasimu al shchem shnehem, v'yilchu achoranit, v'yichasu et arvat avihem. Rashi explains, it says, v'yikach, shem was more metametz than yefes, therefore shem was zorcha l'talit shel mitzvah, and yefes was zorcha l'kvura. שנאמר אתם לגוג מקום שם קבר, and Gog comes from Yefes. ופרשו שישנם שני מניעים, כך מסביר הרב סולובייצ'יק, יש שני מניעים להתנהגות האדם. יש מניע נימוסי, ויש מניע מוסרי. Sometimes somebody does something because it is מנומס, it's manners, looks good, and another reason is ethical. Aesthetica ve'etika. Hamusar mechayev et ha'adam la'asot tov v'yashar gam kshu b'ino l'v'en atzmo. V'yilu nemusiyut y'anaga sh'b'en adam la'briyot v'akeni t'luya b'dat b'nei adam. So, musar obligates a person to be ethical, even when he's alone. Nimus, aesthetics, manners, is between man and man, when other people are around. And it differs based on where you are. And that's the major difference between Shem and Yefes. Shem was Mesamet B'davar Me'atzmo. He understood that this is morally the right thing to do, to cover the father, to cover Noach. And therefore his children were Zochel L'Tal L'Shel Mitzvah. And the Magen Avraham says, Al Piyari, that you should wear the Tachlit Talis under the Beged, only the strings should be out. In other words, there's Kiyom Mitzvahs even when people don't see it. And therefore, Shem was Zochet the Talis, because he's not only Mekayim Mitzvahs when you see them, but rather, because that's what morality demands. Yefes wasn't Paul Me'atzmo. He saw Shem did it. And he said, it's not menschlich for me not to join in. So I'll also join in. It's manners. It's minumas. And therefore he's zochet ekvura, which is covered abrius. V'kach b'ircham noach, yaft elokim liyefet, v'yishkon ba'olei shem. That the beauty of God is to Yefet, and it will dwell in the tense of shame. Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed Yefet with the regesh of Yofi of Nimus. Achashchina tishrei efo b'olei shame. Because for Asheras Hashchina, it's not enough to have this external beauty. You need Musar. You need to act based on God. That's a beautiful idea of Rav Soloveitchik. That shame got the talus of mitzvah because he acted, he was more mitametz because he was doing it because it was the right thing to do. It was davar musari. And therefore he zocheh the talus. He also gets covered, but he gets covered in such a way you don't see the whole talus, only the tzitzis are out. But the talus is covered. Beged is covered. So you do things even in private. Yefes is external. He was doing things because, oh, he's watching me, he sees me, it's not nice not to join, so I'll join. So he's zochet kfura because he did covered up bris, he's zochet covered up bris. But God can't dwell in he'll give Yefes beauty, yaftel kim li Yefes, but where will he dwell? He'll dwell ba'ol eshem. The mikbaze ha-gaon Rabbi Moshe Avigdor Amiel שאין לומר שהיוונים לא ידעו כלל מאתיקה, כשם שאין לחשוד ביהדות שאינה יודעת דבר מאסתטיקה. We shouldn't be choshed that the Greeks don't know anything about ethics. Just like you can't be choshed the Jews that we don't know anything about aesthetics. They wrote books on Midas that we didn't translate it into Hebrew. Just like we also have aesthetics in Torah Shebuchsav and Torah Shebapeh. You see the beautiful Beit HaMikdash, the beautiful Big Day Kahuna, the beautiful house on Shabbos, the nice clothing, v'chule v'chule. Just the difference is, Shayivanim ba'o le'etika mitoch ha'estetika. V'hayadut ba'a la'estetika mitoch ha'etika. Beautiful. The Greeks, they come to ethics through aesthetics. And Jews, we come to aesthetics through ethics. And then he brings examples to prove his point. And he concludes, Gam musag hayofi nimdad ba'amat mida shel musag ha-musari. Ba'ofen shebe-musariyut reinu lo rak tov v'ra, ela gam yafe u'megune. U'mashu tov muvan ha-buchsin, ashev eslenu gam le-yafe u'lehevich. So beauty is measured based on ethics and morality. So in ethics, we see not only good and bad, but also beautiful and ugly. See, somebody's a beautiful person. Usually that doesn't mean that he looks good. But it means that he's an ethical person. He has good midos. So what's tov musari is also beautiful. But for them, the musariyut is an emsila tachlit. What's the tachlis, the yofi, the seder? If they don't take care of the poor people, they're just going to be lying on the street. That's going to look really ugly. So you better take care of the poor people. Kitzuram shel dvarim, hadgashat ha-yofi ha-chitzuni ha-musariyut ha-pnimit, ze ma she-mavdir ben Yavan li-Yisrael. Kach kotev Rav Amiel b'sefro ha-yakar me'od le-nevuchei ha-tkufa be'amud 142. Ha-me'aral kotev kach. מלכות יוון הוא מתנגד לישראל במה שהוא יש להם תורה ומצוות אלוקים, כי המלכות זו שייך לחוכמה, שהיא שכל האדם בלבד, לא השכל האלוקי הנבדל. אשר היא תורה אלוקית, שהיא השכל הנבדל לגמרי. וכן על בית המקדש יש לו מעלה אלוקית קדושה, קדושה מתנגדים ביותר לה, המלכות הזאת, כי התורה ובית המקדש הם שתי מדרגות זו על זו. כמו שאמרו, כל מקום שניים, אלו ביחד, יהי רצון מלפניך, השם אלוקינו ואלוקי אבותינו, שיבנה בית המקדש במהרה בימינו, ותן חלקנו בתורתך. ולכן היו מתנגדים על מצוות התורה ולבית המקדש בפרט. ולכך הנס שנעשה להם היה בנרות של בית המקדש, כי נר מצווה ותורה אור. the Maral says that Malchus Yavan is opposed to the Jewish people because we have Torah, godly Torah mitzvahs. And Yavan also has Chachma, which is Seichel Adam, and it's not Seichel Eloki Nivda, which is Torah Elokis, which is Seichel Nivda Lagamri. And also to the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is a Maila Lokis Kedosha. And they're misnage to this godliness. Because Torah and Beis HaMikdash are two madregas, one on top of the other. It always says them together. Shebenu Beis HaMikdash, v'sein chokenu b'sarat secha. And therefore they're misnage to the mitzvah Satorah and the Beis HaMikdash b'frat, and therefore then Nes was done with the Neres of the Beis HaMikdash, ki Ner mitzvah, the Torah or. So you have the Torah and the Beis HaMikdash together, and that's what the Yavanim are fighting against. So, Mirtz Hashem, I'm hoping that in a future shir, we will explain the essence of Neis Chanukah, ve'et yichuda shemulchemet Yavan v'makom u'bizman. V'makom, neged ha'ol shebamikdash u'bizman, v'chaf hei b'kislev. So hopefully, that's going to be our avoda in a future shir, b'li neder, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.